Good happy Veterans Day. This is Pastor Bill bringing you News in Focus. Before you listen, I want to ask you, have you talked to Jesus yet today? Have you talked to God the Father yet today? If you haven't, you need to stop listening to this and have your time with God. Have you read His Word? Have you listened to the Scripture? If you haven't, you need to turn this off and do the right thing. You can listen to this any old time. The title of this broadcast is The Lesbian House of Horrors, LGBT House of Horrors for Kids, rather. This is by Linda Harvey, and it was posted 7 days ago. It's ghastly and menacing, fiendish and chilling. Have we entered a Halloween haunted house? No, we're navigating the horrifying and ugly world of American sexuality, which is becoming an outright freak show. Our increasingly bizarre youth culture now conjures up the godless spirit of Halloween every day to molest the souls of vulnerable kids. But wait, surely no one can object to the merriment of Halloween. Yes, the fantasy is tinged with wickedness, but costumes are such a delight, and everyone cheers about makeovers, even if they border on the M-A-C-A-B-R-E, macabre. After all, this is postmodern America, where Bruce Jenner, also known as Caitlyn, was just named Woman of the Year by Glamour. So considering our vanishing discernment and flirtation with nightmares, it's no wonder some of our children are leaping beyond dress-up and play-acting. Real life is a trick and fantasy is a treat, the sexually confused youth believes. But these youngsters will inevitably pay a high price because adults don't say no, but instead cooperate with childish yet monstrous delusions. Let me cut in here and say, you mean to tell me that parents are supposed to sometimes tell a child no even though they're really sure they want something? Yeah, I am. Okay. A 12-year-old lacrosse player declared himself to be gay back in August, and ESPN broadcast this to the whole world. There goes any chance for this boy to grow up in privacy and be allowed the freedom to change his mind. Nope, that would be homophobic. It's better to trap him with this false label for the good of the movement. Denying one's actual male heterosexual biology is heroic and courageous in the truth-free LGBT parallel universe, and the sports media embrace of this anti-male, child-threatening agenda is baffling voodoo trick in and of itself. A 17-year-old Chicago girl recently had healthy breasts amputated because she read about the possibility of becoming transgendered and decided this was the answer to her depression and suicidal tendencies. And her parents said, well, okay. So Emily is now called Emmett and has just begun hormone therapy to become male. Let me cut in here and say that I reviewed an article that is 2 years old now from the UK site The Guardian. 48% of all transgendered peoples under the age of 26 attempt suicide. And I have another study right here on my desk. It is and I'm going through it before I brief it to my next mandatory training that I have to conduct. It's from the Williams Institute, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Suicide attempts among transgender and gender nonconforming adults. And it is authored by 3 PhDs. And it has an amazing amount of statistics to show that it actually does not help depression. It increases it and drives 48% of 26 and below transgenders towards suicidal behavior. Attempts. More than a behavior. Attempts. It's all a sham, this article says, and our children are the innocent victims. This child was advised and treated by Lurie Children's Hospital and homosexual HIV-positive pediatrician Dr. Garofalo. Well, think about what was just said there. What kind of a mad world do we live in where you decide that a teenager can make a life-changing decision about their gender? Where a 12-year-old can make a life-changing public decision about who they want to show affection to in a sexual way? Just think about that, friends. Think about how if you say, look, I think it's too, you need to know that that is, first of all, immoral. You cannot do that. It's against God. You can't do that. Boy, you talk about that's, the idea that that is poor parenting is madness enough, but the idea that you have an HIV-positive doctor advising children on sexual orientation and gender identity is madness. What kind of world do we live in? A year ago, I would have been hollering. 2 years ago, I'd have been screaming. But I'm almost not surprised at anything anymore. Take for example, you know, this Bruce Jenner character. Are you telling me that we've come to the point in America where we're going to demean women so much that we're going to tell them with the presentation of one award, you can't even be a better woman than a man? Is that really what we're going to do? You can't even be a better woman than Kate Jenner. A man. The woman of the year used to be a man. You can't even live up to that. What madness. What self-opposing, contradictory, hypocritical madness. They don't exalt women. Exalting women. Feminism at its core says we love our identity as women. And are you telling me that you can't get two liberal groups to be constant? Why is that? Because they both deny our sweet, loving God and His moral dictates. Similarly, Gavin Grimm, a wannabe boy in Gloucester County, Virginia, has launched a battle over her demand to invade the privacy of boys in their school restroom. A federal judge ruled this summer that Title IX sex discrimination federal law does not apply, unlike the ACLU and the Obama administration maintain. Title IX is based on biological, not imaginary gender, so this girl has now sued the new judge, for a new judge rather, presumably one less in touch with reality. Welcome to sexual anarchist America, where it's Halloween every day and it's just as spooky and godless as the real Halloween. Demonic spirits are hard at work in the souls of many confused, defenseless children, seducing them to embrace nightmares of mutilated identity and dehumanizing sexual practices. Gender distortion is being encouraged at even younger ages by some physicians, yet mental health is not improved by the masquerade of gender change. 41% will attempt suicide compared to less than 5% of the general population. So there it is. In America, 41% of transgendered peoples will attempt suicide. And I ask you, why is no one being willing to fall on that sword? Why are we all so interested in not being hated? Boys can now become homecoming queens, and Girl Scouts can say yes to boys posing as girls. We will cooperate with your fantasy is the GSA official position, the Girl Scouts of America. Real girls in the same troop simply have to swallow this poisoned apple as their own femininity is thereby distorted. Misguided physicians are the witch doctors casting these disastrous spells. Syracuse teen Caden Boone has genital surgery last spring, and he calls himself Catherine or Cat and confusingly claims he's a lesbian. Okay, so think through this. A boy has a thing for girls. So until he has the surgery, he's still, in every regard, a male. And he loves girls. He's heterosexual. But he feels like a female. So once he becomes a female and still likes girls, he has to be, therefore, a transgendered lesbian. Yeah, a teenager. And no one decided, look, you're not even old enough to die for your country yet. Get back in there. Caden's parents consulted a surgeon in Pennsylvania. A man who has become a woman called Dr. Christine McGinn has performed 30 surgeries on teens under the age of 18. 30. 30. You tell me that hell won't be hot for a person that is that deranged. My prayer is that this Dr. McGinn will embrace their God-given gender and get born again. And repent. Welcome to the LGBT house of horrors for kids, yet homosexual advocates like the Human Rights Campaign want to ban conversion therapy because they maintain it would be cruel to encourage a teen with same-sex attractions to veer towards heterosexuality. It doesn't require surgery or hormones, heterosexuality doesn't, and yet these advocates claim they are encouraging these kids to be who they are, yet how do they get away with such obnoxious lies? Well, here's why. Because we are run as a country by a bunch of queers and perverts. Yes. Bisexuals, people that don't want to have sex the way God designed it, within the confines of God's design. It is a monstrosity. And for some of you who are sending your children to Canaanite schools, if that's what God wants you to do, you better be sure of it, number one. And number two, you better be consistently and daily making it a part-time job to get into the conversations and the media of your children. I cannot fathom launching those arrows out into society at the ages of 15 and 16 to sit in hallways and observe things in classrooms that would make the angels of heaven puke on their shoes. So I don't like your plain speech. Then shut the browser, nitwit. In June, Laverne Cox, a man posing as a woman and who stars in the Netflix program Orange is the New Black, gave encouragement to a young fan, a 7-year-old boy who calls himself trans and is already dressing as a girl, with foolhardy guidance from his mom. But 7 is old compared to 5-year-old Rylan Whittington, a girl whose parents have encouraged her new identity as a male. The family received an award for courage at a homosexual event in San Diego in May. What I wonder is how these parents are going to explain to their adult children, some of whom will change their minds, why they were allowed to permanently disfigure themselves through amputation of healthy body parts. They will demand answers from their parents about why they were not dissuaded from such life-altering actions, when research clearly shows two realities, that even after transition, those who are transgendered are still highly likely to attempt suicide, and two, if left alone, 70-80% of these confused children will grow up to live comfortably as the biological males and females they are, if left alone. Would parents, and by the way, both of these have hyperlinks, okay. This last one I just shared comes from Paul McHugh, the Wall Street Journal. Transgender surgery isn't the solution. Okay. Isn't the solution. And for those of you who are wondering, what do we do for those who are converted? I've addressed that previously, I think 2 or 3 years ago. If you're transgendered and converted. Third to last paragraph. Would parents go to these lengths if they were not evil physicians ready to perform these surgeries? And by the way, 1 Timothy 6:10 is still, by the way, on the table. The love of money is the root of all evil. Would these parents find another solution, like patience, for example, if there were not homosexual advocacy groups available for, quote, support? Satan loves to support those who are persuaded they are victims. It's the lie of Halloween all year long. Only the love and truth of Jesus Christ and the real Holy Spirit instead of deceiving spirits will turn the hearts and fathers back to their children. Hey, listen, Linda, thanks for writing this. This is Pastor Bill. I appreciate each listener out there, and I pray that you will be kind, yes, but courageous. Thanks for listening.